We are back for our second hour. This is David John Ice. My guest in studio today is Greg Albrecht. Greg Albrecht, the co-author of Beyond Backward Masking, the first book on reverse speech, which will be re-released in the next 2 or 3 months. So watch your email for that. If you're on my email list, you'll get an email about it. If you're not on my email list, you need to go to the website in the contact section and sign up to be on my email list and get all the latest updates. If you want to call in and talk to us for the remaining hour of the show, the toll-free number to call in the United States is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Would love to hear from you if you've got any comments to make on our show today, which is looking at reversals on evangelists. So, and my mouse is playing up again. Gee, I wish I could find a I need a AA battery. I don't think I've got one, unfortunately, for my mouse. Okay, Greg, can you give me your mouse?
Yep.
Yep.
Can you play that Leave God and Wankers again?
Oh, yeah, okay, hang on. Let me just plug in your mouse first off. Okay, this is working. Oops, hang on, wrong way around. No, hang on, where's it going? Where's your buttons on this? Oh, hang on. What have I done wrong? I've done something wrong here. Oh, look, hang on. Look, that's messed up. Now, my mouse has started to work. Okay, so which one I was saying? You leave God in wanker.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's the forwards.
Until it comes to pass, because with God, all things are possible to him that believes. And so I say to you, dream on, baby. Dream on. Don't dream about what you can have.
Okay, you leave God in wankers.
You leave God in wankers.
Oh, my gosh.
You leave that wankers.
That is so bad. Oh my.
You leave that wankers.
That is just really bad.
Well, it's calling Christians wankers.
Yeah. And the whole experience is just a self.
Yeah. And it's not all that flash for God too, because all he deserves is to go with wankers.
Self-adulation. Oh. Oh my God, that is just really bad.
It's not very nice, really.
No, to say the least. All right, this one is also on this Creflo Dollar. Everyone needs to go and Google Creflo Dollar and email him and tell him he needs to be exercised. Here's the next one.
Dream for the best car. Just because the world don't have it don't mean you can't have it. You are the children of the Almighty God. Dream! Dream!
And back says Islam, more Hitler, and there's Lucifer. Oh, yeah.
Are the children of the Almighty God.
Okay, Islam, more Hitler, and there's Lucifer. Yeah, let's slow it down a little bit. Yeah, it's a little bit hard to hear that one, but certainly the more Hitler is certainly very clear there.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
But no, that's not what you call very nice.
No. No, no. And look, I've always been concerned on reverses on evangelists. I mean, even Billy Graham. Here, let me show you some. Just going to go off track just a little bit. I want to play you some Billy Graham reversals around the JFK assassination. And let me see. Here we go. That indicates that he knew about it.
And then the nation, which is the world's leader, is thrown into a crisis, and the whole world feels the crisis.
He's talking about JFK's death, and he says backwards, I feel proud of it.
Are you proud of it? Are you proud of it?
No, he didn't know. He didn't like JFK. He actually campaigned aggressively for JFK not to be elected because he was a Catholic. So here he is again.
Yeah, that's what killed the whole. That's opened the whole thing.
The whole thing. And I said this sentence. I said many of the present doves in the Senate were not then so dovish. Even Senator Fulbright, who introduced the now famous Tonkin Resolution.
And he says, "I know Knesset was bad, and Knesset is his Israeli government." And here he is talking about JFK.
When are you going to crusade in Kentucky?
Yes, that starts in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah, no, he said, Nixon says to him, when are you going to crusade in Kentucky?
When are you going to crusade in Kentucky?
Yes, that starts in about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, I see.
It starts in about 2 weeks, and he says, I'm going to cause their pain.
I'm going to cause their pain.
Who was that on?
Billy Graham. Talking about crusading in Kentucky. I'm going to cause their pain. And I'll play it again. And he knew that Hoover was involved in JFK's assassination. Listen to this.
Well, I'm saying that the first time I ever heard of our involvement was 4 days before he was inaugurated, playing golf with him. He said, I quote, we cannot allow layoffs in South Vietnam to fall to the communists.
You know, he's talking about JFK, and he says backward, to be awful sad, Hoover shoot them. So there we go. He's had intimate knowledge of the JFK assassination, is what that tells me. Not a nice man at all. No, and he's revered as the world's greatest evangelist, but his reversals are not very good. Okay, let's get back to yours. I just wanted to bring them up so they were to be appropriate at the time. All right, so you leave got in wankers. Now, next one is Ed Young. Okay, here we go.
Blue card. Now, if you don't have one of these cards, man, you're looking pretty foolish right now. I'll pick a card up, because we got security cameras that are awesome that you can't see, and we'll put this on YouTube. Bring the time!
And this one says, believe him, Nazi.
All these cards, man, you're looking...
Oh, yeah, there it is. Believe him, Nazi. You know what? I think it's highly possible, Greg, that the Christianity that we're being taught today is so far removed from what Jesus actually taught. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
you look at all these reversals on these evangelists, and they're just not good at all, are they?
Well, these guys that we've been listening to, I'm not even sure that they're Christians.
Yeah.
I reckon that could be CIA, or just say no, they're actors anyway, either to make money or to strip away the.
Yeah, well, they're certainly doing
the true Christianity.
Yeah, well, they're certainly doing something that's not good. Here's another one, Nazi Dietrich Haddon. Okay.
To shift you to the next place in God. You've been there too long. It's time to go to the next level, the next dimension.
And this one says, through the Nazi wall.
Too long. It's time to go through the Nazi wall.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I'll play it again right at the end there. Through the Nazi wall.
Through the Nazi wall. Through the Nazi wall. Through the Nazi wall. Through the Nazi wall.
Yeah, through the Nazi wall. There we have Nazi, Hitler. My God. God, leave God in wankers. The Satan's in my soul. What was that one? Satan has filled the soul. That's just really bad. And next one, he is the lie. He is the Luther.
And I'm still bringing the tithe, more than the tithe. So don't take a picture of me and build a theology. You're just seeing the results of 29 years of faithfulness right up here.
Okay, he is the lie, he is the Luther.
And build a theology. He's the lie, he's the Luther.
How he's the lie of Luther?
He's the lie, he's the Luther. He's the lie, he's the Luther.
What's Luther doing there? Tell me about Luther. I know what it means, but tell my listeners what it means.
I think he's divorcing himself from the Christianity of Martin Luther King, social justice.
Right.
Probably at the same time, liberation theology too.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're both the same.
Yeah, right. Okay. Of course, the Christianity of Martin Luther King was wonderful. And here we have, that WAV file doesn't work on that one. Dietrich Haddon, I saw coral fish. What is that?
Oh, there's one before that, isn't there?
No, it wouldn't open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is a cryptic one, but it's interesting.
Okay, here we go.
To shift you to another dimension in your life. To shift Roko Sianda. Shifting you to another place in God. A place you've never been before. A place where the enemy can't touch you. A place where the enemy can't find you. Whoa, whoa.
God, is he wailing at the end?
Yeah. Whoa, whoa.
Jeez Louise. I saw coral fish.
A nice coral fish.
What does that mean?
Shift Roko Sia. Nice coral fish. Nice coral fish.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's cryptic. Coral fish are very colourful fish that can be camouflaged amongst the coral. And fish is a symbol for Christianity.
Yeah.
Maybe he's oh, hold it. There might be real people out there, real Christians. Oh, it's a worry.
Oh, my gosh. These are so bad. Oh, my. Look, I'm not offending any Christians out there. I really hope. I don't mean to offend you, but I'm just telling you that these reversals on evangelists are not good at all. They're really quite bad, and which means that the Christianity that we are being exposed to in the public is not the real Christianity as Jesus taught it. I mean, this one here has got to be the classic one that you played today. I'll play this one again.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I wouldn't say this except the Spirit of God led me to say it. Now you see why the devil tried so aggressively to discredit my voice.
And backwards, Satan has filled the soul. I don't think it was the enemy who was trying to discredit his voice. It was God telling him to shut the F up.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. That's just really bad. Wow.
They're all wankers.
Well, that's what they say. That's what the verse is all about.
Yeah.
Pass the tissues and the Vaseline. All right, now you had another folder here that we were going to be looking at.
Yeah, so there's a couple on there.
Okay, so let's go into there. Hang on. I've got to find it first. This one here.
Extra, yeah.
Extra reversals, okay.
Probably this one first, Their God is a Myth.
Their God is a Myth.
That's
okay.
On Oliver North.
That's Oliver North?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I am not, as I said in my statement, at all ashamed of any of the things that I did. I was given a mission, and I tried to carry it out.
Their God is a myth.
Things that I did. Their God is a myth.
Oh, yeah, their God is myth. Yeah, that's clear.
Their God is a myth. Their God is a myth.
Very quick, eh?
Yeah.
Their God is a myth.
Yep, okay, all right. Well, he doesn't believe in God, I guess.
Hold it. That's on the Iran Contra scandal hearings in the 1987. Same time we were writing Beyond Backward Masking.
Oh, yeah, right.
And there's two ways you could interpret it. I mean, he claims to be a Christian. He could be an imposter, just like these guys. I don't think they're a real article. I think they're just Elmer Gantry.
Well, they aren't the real article. No.
Dudes, you know, trying to make money, or they could be CIA. Or he could be referring to liberation theology.
Yep, all right, okay. And what's this? Then I face evil. What's that?
No, don't worry about that one.
Okay, all right.
Go for, and the Nazi was their dog.
And the Nazi was their dog.
So okay. Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. Ah, I'm talking about their Nazi. Right, not him. Yeah. Okay.
And don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. Now, it isn't easy to stand up for truth and for justice.
And the verse says, and the Nazi was their God.
Didn't it not say it was that on?
A dog, not God, sorry, the Nazi was their dog.
Didn't it not say it was that on?
Of course, back in the 60s when Operation Paperclip and all the Nazi scientists were all still very active in America.
So they adopted the dog.
Yeah. Well, how joyful.
Nazis.
Yeah. Oh, dear me.
And it was
so much hidden history in America.
Troy. What's on that one there? Oh, that's.
Ooh, lots of reverses.
Yeah, I got lots of them on there. There's one that was a really good one. See the Fascist.
Okay, this is on Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
right?
I think of. Yeah, see how.
Why I'm speaking against the war? Could it be that they do not know that the good news was meant for all men, for communists and capitalists, for their children and ours, for black and white, for revolutionary and conservative? Have they forgotten that my ministry is in obedience to the one?
See the fascists.
This comes out.
See the fascists in America.
Oh, yeah, right.
Some capitalists. See the fascists.
Yep, got it. There it is. It's right there.
See the fascists. See the fascists. See the fascists.
Well, yeah, well, of course, the fascists were in control, weren't they?
Mm. Yeah. It's interesting. It's on it's, where he mentions capitalists, too.
All right. Okay. All right. What else do you want me to play here?
Just
some nice clear ones.
Jump out of the. Hold it. Yeah. Let's just move out of that to something completely different, because I said to the listeners, Truman. This is completely different, you know. This is about UFOs.
UFOs. I'm going to do a show on UFOs.
This is really clear.
Yeah, I'm going to do a show on UFOs one day, folks. I've got a whole bunch of UFO reversals.
Within 3 years of Roswell, public concern caused President Harry Truman to address the country on the subject of UFOs.
Oh, yes, we discussed it at every conference that we had with the military. There's always things like that going on. Flying saucers, and we've had other things, you know. If I'm not mistaken.
Back was you rabbit, it's not silly.
You rabbit, it's not silly.
Oh, it's clear.
It is.
Don't be bothered. Oh, that's funny. So he's saying he believed in UFOs, is what he's saying.
And he's calling the reporter for being skeptical a rabbit.
A rabbit. You rabbit, it's not silly.
You rabbit, it's not silly. That's funny.
If you want to call in, toll-free number, you got a half an hour left to showtime. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, what else do we have here? They're all your files, Greg. Tell me where we're going.
Go to Admiral James Forrester.
Who's Admiral James Forrester?
He was... Operation High Jump.
Okay, and we see Source of War?
Yeah.
Okay, I think all right.
Yeah, Well,
there's the We See Source of War. This is backwards. Is it meant to be backwards?
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. It goes into the...
Okay.
You and your older associates...
From the ranks of reserves, who are now serving and fighting chiefly in the Pacific, the officers of the regular Navy in all commands must realize and accept the responsibility of convincing young men of promise that they have the same opportunities and the same chances that are available to the graduates of this academy. In other words, that the criteria of advancement are the basic American criteria: character, competence, and capacity for leadership.
And we see Source of War.
Your older associates of the
Gee, I'd like to know the truth behind UFOs. I really would like to know what's going on about with all of that.
That's interesting, because that was a few years before Operation High Jump. When they were supposed to go down the Antarctic, and they took, what, X amount, thousands of troops and submarine and aircraft, big aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
Supposed to be just in a scientific expedition.
Don't think so. There's more than that going on than a scientific expedition.
Yeah, so that's interesting.
That is interesting. We'll do a whole show on UFOs. I've got a whole bunch of reversals on them. I've just got to pull them all together, get them into one format. I got all of those when I was doing Coast to Coast in the late 90s. Did a lot of reversals on UFO contactees and the alleged government whistleblowers. It was all quite intense back then. Okay. What's this MLK anti-Vietnam speech? Any decent reversals on this one?
That's Martin Luther King. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got a break. We'll work this out. Okay, break. We've got a half an hour to go, folks. We'll be back right after this. Thanks.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances, an underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean, and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Okay, we're back. We're back, okay. Greg is talking to me about whether she should tell a story on the air. If it's the story I'm thinking of, I don't think we should. Is it the one I'm thinking of?
No.
It's not the one I'm thinking of.
I probably wouldn't tell it.
No, I wouldn't tell it. I know the one you're talking about.
I want to tell it in a conservative church, though, one day, just to see their reaction.
Yes, we will, but we're on the air, and I have children listening to the show, so we can't. We can't go into that.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, not a problem. You can call me on 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Toll free in the United States if you want to talk to me or Greg Albrecht in the show in which we're looking at reversals on evangelists. And in the last half an hour, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll work out something.
Can I even read another verse from the Bible?
Yes, of course you can. Feel free to go and do that thing. This is our religious program today. I wish I had some nice reversals to play on the evangelists. It'd be nice to have some really nice ones, you know. But they few and far between, aren't they?
They are. Now, these prosperity gospels preachers are into Pentecost,
right,
where the Holy Spirit came down in the early church. And they all started speaking in tongues and everything else, and there's signs and wonders.
Right.
But the social outcome, they forget. And this was the basis of the House of the Rock. And it says, "Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions. But everything that they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person amongst them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as they had need." So basically, if that was practiced in this church, these prosperity gospels would sell their gospelers, would sell their mansions.
And their $65 million plane.
And give it to the congregation.
That's what they should do, shouldn't they?
That's biblical.
That's exactly correct. Okay, so I'm going to knock on whose door should I knock on and ask for a handout? I don't know who all the preachers are nowadays. I'm not up with any.
I reckon Creflo Dollar would have a few dollars.
Oh yeah, Creflo Dollar, he'd be a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can get him to contribute to reverse speech.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'd agree with that. I'll send him off an email this afternoon. All right, what else do you have for us, Greg?
That's about it.
That's about it, is it? All right, okay. So, well, listen, I have got... Last week, I played reversals. We're going to look at some moon landing reversals for the last 20 minutes. Last week, I played some reversals on the moon landings, and they're all very congruent. Indicating that we did indeed go and walk on the moon. And since then, I have done reversals on the press conference after the moon landing. And I have found some reversals that are a little bit puzzling to me. And I don't know what they mean. So let's play a couple of them. And let's see how we go. Okay, so here we have Buzz Aldrin.
This is the view out the right window. Up close to the horizon, you see a boulder field.
And here he says, "Worry, this is it."
Worry, this is it.
Worry, this is it. Worry, this is it.
Okay, so what is he worried about? Then of course, here we have another one, Buzz Aldrin.
Most of the craters have rounded edges, however, there is a variation in the age of these, as we can tell by the sharpness of the edge of the crater.
Here he says, "This is passion I want."
This is Russia, that boy.
This is Russia, that boy. This is Russia, that boy.
And of course, Buzz Aldrin went on and to have a very public career with talking about the moon landings. Okay, but let's play you some of the reversals that I don't know what they mean. Okay, here's an interesting one. Here's the first one.
We did find that mobility on the surface was, in general, a good bit better than perhaps we had anticipated it.
And here he says, "They now fib you."
They now fib you.
They're now fibbing.
So what does that mean?
They're now fibbing.
What is the fib? What is the... see, this is... And now we're getting to some really interesting reversals. Like, here's another one on Buzz Aldrin.
That is the U.S. Eagle carrying the olive branch to the lunar surface, and we thought it was appropriate to deposit this replica of the olive branch before we left.
And here he says, I share the lie. So I don't know what the lie is that he's talking about, but I'm wondering if there wasn't a military purpose behind the moon mission. Listen to this one.
However, in the left side of the picture where it is not as dark, there was also a good bit of walking, and so that indicates that the walking probably just increases your ability to notice the effects of the strange lighting.
And here he says, was a weapon.
Was a weapon.
Was a weapon. Was a weapon.
Okay, so these are reversals that I didn't find on the moon landings or any other moon walk material. And see, here's a strange one too. This is Neil Armstrong talking as they left the lunar surface.
Excellent view of our takeoff trajectory in Tranquility Base as we left, and at all times through the ascent we could pick up landmarks.
And here he says, fail, you're so sad.
Fail, you're so sad.
Fail, you say, Sib. Fail, you say, Sib.
So why would he say fail? You're so sad. Because according to the reversals I played last week, the moon mission was a success. Was there a military purpose behind the moon missions that we weren't told about? Certainly the moon walk did take place. There's no doubt in my mind about that. For example, here's Neil Armstrong confirming it.
In the bottom right of the photograph is the crater Maskelyne, and the bottom center is the mountain called Boot Hill.
And this one says, I did walk.
I did walk.
I did walk.
There we go.
I did walk.
And of course, that goes along from Man Will Spacewalk, a reversal that I play often on Neil Armstrong. A man will spacewalk, and of course now he's confirming that he did walk. And here's Michael Collins, who stayed behind in the Columbia.
The LEM, I had an easy time because I had a docking target, which is not too clearly visible here, which allowed me to align the probe and the drogue, which is the dark spot you see on the upper right.
And this one says, involved in that walk.
Involved in that walk.
So he was involved in the walk. He did do was. So look, there's no doubt in my mind that the moon landing took place. But I've got some other reversals and the press conference following the moon landing that indicate that something else may have happened. For example, here we have Michael Collins, who stayed behind on the Columbia, talking about stealth.
During this time, I also checked out the proper vehicle response to my stick inputs. And here shortly, you'll see the actual docking somewhat speeded up.
And this one says, stealth may get some of it.
Stealth may get some of it.
Stealth may get some of it. Stealth may get some of it.
So what's the stealth that he's talking about, okay? And here we have an interesting one.
Took the opportunity to try to take some photographs of it, but our film was just not sufficiently fast to capture the event.
And here he says, feel the ships.
Feel the ships.
Feel the ships. Feel the ships.
And here's another one about a ship with Neil Armstrong.
Second picture taken with that scientific camera shows the nature of the clods of lunar surface material.
And this one says, they filmed to get her ship.
That's the one that gets her ship.
That's the only guest Chris gets.
I was hearing...
What's that, Greg?
I was hearing Build the Ships.
Oh, Build the Ships. What, on this one?
Yeah, the previous one, yeah.
Let's see, you feel the ships. You hear Build the Ships. Oh, well, that would make sense.
I might be wrong.
Build the Ships.
Oh, yeah, I can hear that.
Build the Ships.
You're right.
Build the Ships.
Oh, well, that no secret then, because that's what they're doing, building more ships to go to the lunar surface.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, well, that one's fair enough. Okay. I just don't know what the lie references are all about. There may be more to the moon mission than what we were told, which has really led to all the conspiracy theories. Certainly, Nixon was involved in the missions. Here's this one. Here's Buzz Aldrin talking about Nixon backwards.
We went through an averaging technique on board and then fed this information into the computer, and this came up with our various alignment checks.
And here he says, I will serve Rudder from Nixon.
And I will serve Rudder from Nixon.
And I will serve Rudder from Nixon.
And I will serve Rudder from Nixon. And I will serve Rudder from Nixon.
So Nixon gave them some direction in what they did. And of course there was that famous phone call on the lunar surface where President Nixon called in and said hi to them all, which was very nice. And here we have an interesting one on Buzz Aldrin.
Jump in more of a kangaroo fashion, 2 feet at a time. This seemed to work, but without quite the same degree of control of your stability as you moved along.
And this one says massive guilt.
Massive guilt.
Massive guilt. Massive guilt.
So what was the massive guilt about? What is the Rudder from Nixon? What are they fibbing us about? Here's one that says they heard us fetch it.
3 to 4 steps ahead in comparison with the 1 or 2 steps that are ahead when you're walking on the Earth.
Okay, they heard us fetch it.
They heard us fetch it.
They heard us fetch it. They heard us fetch it.
So something else happened on the lunar surface. They did something else there. I'm going to look at the whole two. They're on the surface for 2 hours. I'm going to look at that whole video again and see if anyone was off camera. What were they doing? Because I think whatever else happened on the lunar surface is what has led to the moon conspiracy theories that we didn't go. But certainly we went. There's no doubt about that. Here's another one that suggested we went.
The two experiments that you saw in a previous picture were deployed in a scientific equipment bay. We found that getting them down produced no significant problems.
This one says, see the fun.
See the fun.
See the fun. See the fun.
So, yeah, he enjoyed it. They had a good one. Good journey. Here's another one.
Here you see a view of my carrying these two experiments out to the deployment site about 70 feet to the south of the lunar module. You have a very good view of the varying depths of this upper surface layer.
And this one says, we're dominant.
Who's dominant?
Who's dominant? Who's dominant?
Yeah, here's another one of Michael Collins.
I have a... In general, just a series of slides, which in the interest of time, I'm not going to dwell on, but I...
And this one says, our masters are famous.
Our masters are famous.
Our masters are famous. Our masters are famous.
Yeah, well, masters are famous, I guess. And here's another one about Nixon.
I think we really have to give the credit to the control center in this case. They were the people that really came through and helped us and said, continue, which is what we wanted to hear.
And that was Neil Armstrong, and he says, all people with Nixon knew.
There'll be various
hits in there. There'll be various hits in there.
Okay, so there's clearly more to the moon landing than what we were let on. But here's another one that confirms that they did go.
Of course, the Apollo 12 mission will have two different periods of EVA, one early in the mission and then sleep period, and then another EVA following that.
And this one says, we were running in the dirt.
Yeah, you'd be running an end of deer.
Yeah, you'd be running an end of deer.
Yay, we were running in the dirt.
Yeah, you'd be running an end of deer.
So all of this confirms what I said in my broadcast last week, that we did actually go to the moon. But there's more there that we have to uncover, which may mean looking at some of the later moon missions as well. So I'll continue reversing. Here's another one where Neil Armstrong references NASA.
Yes, we were concerned about running low on fuel, and the range extension that we did to avoid the boulder field and craters, we used up a significant percentage of our fuel margins, and we were quite close to our legal limit.
And this one says, we promise to NASA they defend this. So what did they promise to NASA? What else happened on the moon?
Why was NASA defending them?
Yes, why was NASA defending them? And what's the reversal about a... What was the reversal about a weapon? Okay? And here's one about a bomb.
When we were finally inserted into orbit, I believe there was something on the order of a half a mile or seven-tenths of a mile difference in the apogee in the resulting orbit.
This one says, the bomb, it was you.
They're wrong, it was you.
They're wrong, it was you. They're wrong, it was you.
Could be the bong, it was you, but I don't think they were smoking bongs up in Apollo 11. I'm being silly.
That'd be another way of getting high.
They were really high.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so, folks, while I stick to my original conclusion that we did go to the moon, all the reversals do confirm that, there was something else that happened. Some other reason they were up there, and I don't know what they were. I don't know what it was. Here's talking about the Eagle.
We were never able to see stars from the lunar surface or on the daylight side of the moon by eye without looking through the optics.
And this one says, skip by the Eagle.
Skip by, there's an Eagle.
Skip by, there's an Eagle.
Yeah, well.
Skip by, there's an Eagle.
Well, that's what they did. They were skipping on the surface, weren't they? So that's just another congruent reversal. What else have I got here? See the fun we're dominant. Oh, yeah, here's another one. This is a strange one.
Would take a good bit of attention as you're moving along to avoid walking along or down the slope of some of these smaller craters.
Okay, this is Buzz Aldrin, and he says, see they're calm, see they must be false. So I have to admit that I'm puzzled by all these extra reversals that I find. There's something about the moon mission we haven't been told. I think there was a military purpose behind it, although what military interest you would have with the moon is a little bit beyond me. But there are some extra reversals. Here's one talking about Richard Nixon again.
I don't think we have any particular recommendations for how they should change their mission. It is a continuing evolvement of EVA capability and scientific exploration that they're undertaking on that flight.
And this reversal says, benefit NASA and hear the love with Dick. Obviously, Richard Nixon, Dick Nixon. Benefit NASA and hear the love with Dick.
Benefit NASA and hear the love with Dick.
Benefit NASA and hear the love with Dick. Benefit NASA and hear the love with Dick.
Yeah, well, obviously, that just speaks for itself. The moon landing benefit NASA. Hear the love with Dick. Well, that's three times we've had a reference to Richard Nixon. So he was obviously involved in some way. Here's another interesting reversal.
Lunar landing training facilities and trainers that we have will do that job sufficiently well. Above that, I think it's just a matter of pilot experience.
And this one says, that evil, they healed it.
That evil, they healed it.
That evil, they healed it. That evil, they healed it.
So as you can see, some rather puzzling reversals. I am not too sure what they mean. I need to get some more reversals. Here's Neil Armstrong.
A double picture. It's actually a stereo picture of fine particulate material in the moon. This is taken from a glass, and the analysis of the cause for that characteristic is of extreme interest to the scientific community.
And this one says, give us circuits to crack that off.
Give us circuits to crack that off.
Give us a guitar crack that girl. Give us a guitar crack that girl.
Yeah, so there we go. Give us circuits to crack that off. Okay, whatever that means, I have absolutely no idea. Like I said, these reversals from the press conference has got me a little bit puzzled. I just really don't know what it all means. Here's Buzz Aldrin talking about going on to Mars, which of course is Buzz Aldrin's biggest, he talks a lot about the Mars missions nowadays.
The moon is takes on more of a brown color, almost a rosy looking place, a fairly friendly place.
And here he says, to Mars making it.
To Mars making it.
To Mars making it.
Because that's what Buzz Aldrin wants us to see next, is move on to Mars. That's our next destination in space. I've already played that one. Okay, and these are all reversals I found on the press conference this week, following the moon landing. Here's another one on Neil Armstrong.
In that it degraded our ability to determine not only our altitude and altitude rate in the final phases, but also, and probably more importantly, our translational velocities over the ground. It's quite important not to stub your toe during the final phases of touchdown.
And here he says, this is it, why off a nerve?
This is it, why off a nerve?
This is it, one off the narrative. This is it, one off the narrative.
Yeah, so why be nervous? This is it, we're here, we're landing. No need to be nervous, don't stub your toe. Just make sure you do it all properly. So here we go, here's all the reversals. Here's one more.
We also made use of the stars through the telescope and aligning a crosshair by rotating the field of view until the crosshair superimposed on the star.
And this one says, we believe it.
We believe it.
We believe it.
Yeah.
We believe it.
So they certainly believed their mission. They believe they went to the moon. And, of course, reversals confirm this. But like I said, there's some other reversals here that are a little bit of a mystery. Here's probably got time for one last reversal.
The probe in this picture was folded over and sticks up through the sand in the bottom right-hand corner.
And this one says, and now salute Buzz Getz.
The Nasdaq Buzz Getz.
The Nasdaq Buzz Getz. The Nasdaq Buzz Getz.
That's Buzz being Buzz Aldrin, and they'll salute. I'll salute them for the magnificent journey they made. So there we go. Let me see, what else have I got for the press conference? I think that's all I've got for the press conference. So some reversals that confirmed we went there, and some reversals that says that we weren't told the whole truth about the moon mission. So I'm going to keep on pursuing this. I'm intrigued. It's a little bit of a mystery. Feel a bit like when I was unravelling the JFK assassination. Of course, I'm still working on 911. I'm doing an hour and a half speech on Silverstein right now, talking about the whole the whole operation. Of course, we've got the 15th anniversary of that coming up this year. I'll see if I can get some more reversals together for that anniversary, that's only in a couple of weeks away. Wow, that's close. All right, we'll do a show on 911 based on all the latest reversals I found. Don't forget, we've got a training class starting November the 19th. If you want to sign up for that class, call me on 503-568-7077. That's 503-568-7077. Thank you very much, everyone. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable, and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.